This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Hey, big week this week. State of Origin 1 kicked off and the Blues won, which was really fantastic.
But don't pretend that's what you're really excited about, because we celebrated probably the more superior National Day. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Breakfast is ready.
Happy Monday, Laura Bennett.
Good morning, Duncan Robinson. Hello, everyone. It is a good Monday, and I have a moment of encouragement for you.
I was once you. I couldn't afford donuts. Tell him what I did, Abu.
He stole the donut.
I stole the donut.
You don't have to be sad about not being able to afford donuts. You don't have to steal donuts, because I'm giving you the heads up. This is your advance warning, okay? Are you listening? Are you paying attention?
I am so... When you said donuts, I am more zoned in than I've ever been in my life.
Okay, Friday. Yes. International Donuts Day.
It is probably the single most important day of the year. Without hyperbole, more significant than my wife's anniversary,
sorry,
birthdays,
Carly.
Children's birthdays.
You just need to stop.
My birthday.
You're going to get yourself in trouble.
International. No, I'll sleep on the couch and eat donuts happily.
So Friday, one of the major donut retailers in our fine city, particularly if you like original glaze, they...
Yeah, and like a crispy top to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're giving away free donuts. But the thing is, you need to set the alarm.
I just cried a little bit.
Because first things first, Liverpool is the store that opens up earliest in New South Wales.
Okay.
And then from then on, you're going to have to find the one in your area.
What kind of distance is it from Liverpool to here? Could I do a run and get back in time? I'm going to make a bold call and say that fidget spinners are the Pokemon Go of 2017.
Okay.
Because they elicit the same response, all right? I say fidget spinner, someone smashes their head against the table and says, no more, my ears are bleeding. And someone else somewhere is saying, you know what, I can't get enough fidget spinner in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for that person who can't get enough fidget spinner in their life, you can now get fidget spinner makeup dispenser. Okay. So each one of those three ports now has makeup in it that you can apply.
Yeah.
And you can also get fidget spinner nail jewelry art.
Why? Why? I don't know why you would want a little mini fidget spinner to stick on your nail. I'm going to be the person who is seriously hitting my head against the desk on this one, because I was at the shops the other weekend and there was a pop-up store. Normally, your pop-up store is something exciting, right? Oh, what's this? What's this crowd gathering around for? I look over and it is a fidget spinner pop-up store. And can I tell you, it wasn't the kids at this stand. It was the adults. Why? What are you doing?
Laura, in a world where you say why, I say why not.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
What's up, Duncan?
Okay, so that's often what it feels like when you have to solo, as a dad, kids' birthday parties. Okay, I went along. My son had one. He had a buddy, Tom. We went along, celebrated his birthday party. And I go along going, I'm excited to hang out and meet some parents.
Yeah.
But I'm 37, right? My friendship circle is pretty well set, and it's it's hard to crack in.
You know, you can open up the door. Like, you can widen the friendship circle a little bit bigger.
Totally. Yeah, but like 37-year-old dudes, and, you know, like when you're in that generation, your friends are pretty much set. You've had them for like 20 years. You love them, and you think to yourself, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be polite. We'll have a good time. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ride this solo and... But here's what happened, Laura.
Okay.
Something transpired that that really, I had a moment like it was from Step Brothers, like this.
On count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup.
What happened?
So I'm hanging out. And I meet this guy named Adam.
Yeah.
He's one of the fellow dads, got three sons, okay? And we start chatting. And he's like, excuse me, I hope you don't mind, but can we talk about Star Wars for a second? I almost wept. I was like, Adam, you never have to apologize for that. You can talk about Marvel and DC as well if you'd like. He's like, well, it looks like we've got the next 2 hours set. By the way, do you like basketball? And I was like, I love basketball, man. So we chatted for hours. He even said that he had a brand new car. A Mustang, an old Mustang that he'd done up, right? I was like, I love this guy so much. He's like, I just got done building secret tunnels in all my son's rooms so they can have adventures together.
No.
I almost lost myself, okay? But I don't want it to end up like a Kenny G romance, right? This is a bromance. And this is my question, because I want to hang out with this guy. NBA finals start up on Friday. I want to hang out with him. But I don't want to come across too strong.
Yeah.
I didn't get his phone number, Laura.
So, like, how do you actually strike up, like, adult male friendship?
This is what I'm talking about. Like, a mandate, but without the Kenny G music.
Right.
I just want to hang out with another dad, shoot the breeze, talk basketball.
Okay.
My kids aren't there yet. Mm. His kids aren't there yet. It's going to be a great final series.
1-300-40-2020. Text us 0-448-40-2020. If you do have any suggestions, I think you actually just say, hey, mate. And because your wife's already friends, right? Are they friends?
Yeah. So my wife and Chris, his wife,
yeah,
are close friends. So the opportunity for friendship is there. Mm. But I don't know how to connect with this guy and say, hey, let's hang out and watch some basketball.
And you didn't get his number, hey. But you made good enough friends, Laura, that this morning he should be tuning in, right?
Laura, let me say this. This is how emotional I got. He tells me this story. He's got a signed Mark Hamill Star Wars poster in his basement.
Adam, if you were listening, his name's Adam, right?
Yes, Adam, yeah.
Adam, if you're listening right now, can you please call us and give Duncan your phone number at least so that he can call up and say, hey, want to have breakfast? Like, I think it's as simple as that.
I don't want it to be. I just want to hang out, you know?
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
Things have hit a efficiency factor of zero in the studio because
it's a Friday feel.
It's a Friday feel because we've got two dogs, one puppy, and your dog Toby is here.
Yes, you've introduced Hopeland to Grizz, the chocolate lab, who is very cute.
He's completely mental, and we're going to do something a little fun right now, aren't we?
Yes, we actually have a challenge for the puppies.
Predictors! Puppy Predictors!
Puppy predictors, okay.
It's time.
Ali B, producer, can you please bring in the puppies? She's coming.
Oh no, we've lost a puppy. We've lost a puppy in the studio.
Plan is that we are going to get Toby and Grizz to predict the winner of the State of Origin, okay? So we have set up, there is a piece of paper with the Blues logo on it.
Yes.
There is a piece of paper with the Maroons logo on it.
There is. And then a bowl of food under each of them.
Mm.
We're going to let Grizz and Toby at it.
Mm. Okay.
And we're going to see which bowl that they go for.
Okay,
so let's, shall we unleash the hounds?
Unleash the hounds.
Toby's under your feet at the moment.
Oh, Toby.
Okay.
Toby's a little more lethargic than Grizz, I realise.
We did really think through this and
plan
it.
We might need to just do Grizz.
Okay, let Grizz in. Grizz will go for it. Okay, Grizz is coming in.
Grizz is on the way in.
Okay. Grizz, come on. Here comes Grizz.
Through the studio door.
So Grizz is right now 8 weeks old. And he's gone to...
Straight to the Blues.
He's gone to the Blues.
That is the result.
That's my boy
that
right there.
That is the result that we're like. Can you please take a picture of Grizz? And actually, photographic proof needs to go up on the Hope 1032 Facebook right now.
Okay, I'll take a photo of Grizz.
So ladies and gents, be ready when you're watching game one tonight. The Blues are going to win.
Yeah.
We may have rigged it because the Blues is closer to the door.
don't be like that. Bowl.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
Duncan, I would just like to take you back to something that happened earlier this week.
So I'm hanging out
and
I meet this guy named Adam.
Yeah.
He's one of the fellow dads, got three sons, okay? And we start chatting and he's like, excuse me, I hope you don't mind, but can we talk about Star Wars for a second? I almost wept. I was like, Adam, you never have to apologize for that. You can talk about Marvel and DC as well if you'd like. He's like, well, it looks like we've got the next 2 hours set. By the way, do you like basketball? And I was like... I love basketball, man. So we chatted for hours. He even said that he had a brand new car. A Mustang, an old Mustang that he'd done up, right? I was like, I love this guy so much. He's like, I just got done building secret tunnels in all my son's rooms so they can have adventures together.
No.
I almost lost myself, okay? But I don't want it to end up like a Kenny G romance, right? This is a bromance. And this is my question, because I want to hang out with this guy. NBA finals start up on Friday. I want to hang out with him, but I don't want to come across too strong.
Yeah.
I didn't get his phone number, Laura.
Duncan, would it be too strong for me to let you know that we've got Adam on the line this morning? Hello, Adam.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Duncan and Laura. How are you today?
Doing very well.
Doing really great, man. Had a really great time on Sunday with you.
Good. It was lovely. I loved that background music there. That was wonderful. It did cast me back to when we first met, and I got very fond memories as well.
Wow.
I've got to say, there you go.
It sounds like Adam is kind of on board with the idea of giving you his number, Duncan. Are you okay with being friends, Adam?
Yes, look, absolutely. As Duncan said, we bonded over DIY and Star Wars. He had all sorts of amazing insights into Star Wars that I'd never known before. So it was fabulous.
Adam, I was not sure if you were as into me as I was to you, and I'm just so thrilled to know that we could be friends and hang out.
I think so. I think it could be I've actually got, like, it is difficult once you're in your 30s or 40s, you know, where do you
make a new buddy?
That's it. I don't know. And then when we left, did you notice it was a bit awkward there? Handshake.
I wanted to give you a bro hug, but wow. I wasn't sure of the appropriateness.
Is the bro hug okay, Adam?
Look, a bro hug would be okay. And exchanging of numbers and NBA finals coming up, that's probably a good reason right there. What do you think?
Oh, this is so amazing. Duncan's yes, absolutely.
Duncan's eyes are watering up. He's like, so ready.
I'm like so excited because I got home to my wife and I was like, has Chris called you? Like, has Adam said anything? And she was like, no, Chris hasn't said anything.
Oh my gosh. I think I need to like leave you guys to your like bromance planning. But Adam, it sounds like NBA finals, that's going to be your first bromance date.
I think it could be. You need something with a bit of a distraction so there's not too much pressure on the day.
That's it.
I mean?
That's,
and,
yeah, totally.
And I think we can talk about the basketball, about the upcoming NBA draft, about why the Lakers are the superior team and all those types of things as well for next season. So
sweet
I
mercy.
Think that takes pressure off you know, the initial intro there.
Oh, my gosh, Adam, you and Duncan are meant to be. And
this
can
is
I just,
amazing.
Do I get a prize for Ultimate Wingman right now?
I can't believe you are my maverick to my Iceman or Iceman
yes.
to my Maverick.
Isn't there a goose in there somewhere?
No, goose dies.
Oh, I know. I don't want to be goose.
No, you're definitely Iceman.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan. New release Thursday.
It is time to chat with Russ Matthews for our film review this week, talking about Wonder Woman.
What is this place? Who are you people?
We are the bridge to a greater understanding.
Right.
What is your mission?
Well, here's the thing. You are in more danger than you think. Boys in the trenches called her Dr. Poison. Millions would die. The war would never end.
I'm going, Mother. If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you in the studio.
I love being in here with you guys, especially this early in the morning.
Russ. Oh, yeah.
I'm so nervous about this because DC has messed up so many of the new action movies.
Right. Mm.
Where's Wonder Woman at? Please tell me that this is decent and worth seeing.
I'm just going to start it off right at the beginning. I think that Wonder Woman is kind of the savior of the DC universe.
Come on!
Yes!
She is the savior of the DC universe. She was the best part of Batman v Superman.
Woo!
But also, this film, it's a true origin story. It goes all the way back to her beginning when she was a child and how she was raised as an Amazonian princess. Mm. And but then finally coming to terms with the fact that her real purpose was to go forward and actually save the world from all the challenges and difficulties of them ripping themselves apart. It reminds me, I think it reminds me of like kind of the Captain America First Avenger film, and it goes all the way back to World War I. I know that Captain America was in World War II, but this is back in World War I. She's partnered with Steve Trevor, which is, if you follow the comic books at all, that this is a key character in this.
Yep.
And they kind of developed this relationship that moves beyond just being kind of a partnership and going forward and fighting evil. But yet, they're really able to go into battle and actually go and fight the Germans in World War I.
Is the message of Wonder Woman any different from a lot of the other newer superhero films we've seen of late? Because they do seem to be just going round and round in circles and landing in some kind of over-the-top game-like CGI scene. Does this one have heart?
This one definitely has heart. I think that also having not only a woman as a director, but also a woman as a lead character, I think it brings in a whole different element to this story. I think that Gal Gadot is really the best part of the film. I mean, her connection with Chris Pine, I think that she's able to kind of show, I really think it brings almost a biblical framework to so many different things. If you look at her story, going all the way back to the creation story, also kind of a savior story, which you always see in these sort of superhero films.
Yeah.
But I think that there's, at the heart of it, definitely peace and love definitely come out in that.
Russ, is there a lasso in it?
There is a lasso.
is there a sword.
There is
those gauntlets around the arm, those arm braces.
They're there, baby, and around her feet.
Wow. So original fans are going to be happy.
Oh, they're going to. I think everybody really cannot help but really enjoy this film. Now, there's a couple missteps, you know, it's not a perfect film.
I mean, is the bad guy bad to the bone?
See, the problem is that's where I always have a problem with these films a lot of times is that they have to realize to have a great hero, you have to have a vicious an evil villain. And the villain is kind of you know, it's kind of like, but that is about the only weakness in the film. Okay. And that Zack Snyder, who's actually the director of Batman v Superman and Man of Steel, you can definitely see some of his influence because one of the battle scenes got way too long. Okay. But besides that, I really enjoyed this film.
Did you say you could have a battle scene that goes way too long? Is that even, you could have a movie for me that just was a battle scene. I'd be into it.
Well, this one goes way too long, especially if you have a villain. You're going, really? You can't beat this guy? Come on, Wonder Woman.
I'm with you, Russ. Okay, so Wonder Woman, how many swords out of lassos does it get?
This one's going to get 3.5, moving towards a 4.
Oof.
But I still see Logan as being the best superhero film of the year. So, I mean, I had that as a 4. So, 3.5 for me. But it's still worthwhile. It's definitely one that my daughter loved and my wife loved.
Awesome. Russ, thank you very much.
See you at the movies.
Thoughtful. As we ponder the big issues of life, it is time for Thoughtful Thoughts.
Yes. What is your ponderation of the morning?
Okay. So my ponderation is this. Some of us are commuters. And as we stand there to take the bus to work, are you really taking the bus or is the bus taking you?
Didn't think about that, did you? That's a good ponderation. Mine. You know how when something really amazing happens and you go, whoa, holy cow. Or do you say
Did you say cowl?
Well, cowl. Or is it cow?
Because cowl as in like the thing that you put over your head at a funeral?
No,
or
like cow, like C-O-W-L is what I've just always thought it was. Holy cowl. But then if you look it up.
It's holy cow, C-O-W with an exclamation mark.
Who is this cow and why are we calling them holy? I don't understand.
Have you misread an exclamation mark for an L all your life?
Yeah, maybe I have.
Holy cow.
I always like to think that of an evening, particularly in winter, and look, autumn right now has been a little bit wintry, and today is June 1, first official day of winter.
Oh, right, okay.
That wearing a dressing gown under the doona is a requirement because it's so snuggly.
What?
Yes.
Huh?
It's so snuggly that you get to be extra warm, cuddled, and no one is taken off that dressing gown before bed.
I'm kind of with you if we're talking about being on the couch. Like, you're on the couch, you've got your dressing gown on, you throw the doona over the top.
No, we're talking about bedtime.
You go to bed wearing your dressing gown.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yes. And look, this is a... You already know that when I go to bed...
What?
I generally have track pants and a hoodie on in winter and my doona and a blanket. Yes.
What, are you sleeping outside?
No, it just gets cold.
You're talking about in your bedroom. You got trackies, a doona, a dressing gown
on.
Yes,
well, if the
You're
dressing...
not wearing your UGG boots, are you, in bed?
Oh, it's happened, but I wasn't last night. No, 1-300-40-2020. Do you have the dressing gown in bed under the doona cover? It is a definite yes for me.
Like, is this a thing?
It is a thing. It's the night's got to be cold enough. Like, we're not talking when it's like 20 degrees overnight.
So you got a full on like down quilt cover and you're still going to bed with a dressing gown.
I don't know what's
on.
Inside the cover. I just know that my dressing gown is underneath it.
What?
1-300-40-2020. Dressing gown under doona. Yes or no? Good morning, Wendy. Do you have your dressing gown under the doona?
No way.
Well, this
I'm with Duncan. You wear your dressing gown around the house.
You do.
But when you get in bed, you take it off because your doona replaces the dressing gown.
Thank you, Wendy.
But are you not still cold with that doona on top? Like, I think that is my problem. It's just too chilly.
The blanket is a little chilly, but it warms up quite quickly and it kind of gets you ready for bed.
Hey, Amanda, what is it that you do?
Good morning. I'm with Laura this time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Really?
You've got to, until you at least warm up and then you can de-robe.
Yeah, I think that'd be my challenge though, I reckon, Amanda. Like, by the time I've warmed up and I'm probably falling asleep, there's no de-robing. It's like in there for the 8 hours.
It is the best thing that has ever happened to me, because today is International Donut Day. I'm so pumped. We've been talking about it all week. Laura, what have we got planned for today?
What do you mean, what have we got planned? You're the donut guy.
What, you haven't done anything?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't brought you a donut.
You haven't got any donuts in here?
No.
Ali?
Yeah?
Do you have any donuts in? Hey, you've planned something, right?
This is your thing, Duncan. I assumed you were doing
it. I haven't planned anything. You're the producer.
Yeah.
You've planned something, haven't you?
Donut Day was your thing. You said from Monday it's Donut Day. I just assumed that you're...
So there's no donuts in here for International Donut Day.
No, Duncan.
Well, we should have clarified that...
We actually should have planned this before you decided to mention it because you haven't...
This is not a joke. You're like literally... There's not a donut.
No, there's no donuts. So,
and you thought I was going to do something.
This is your baby, okay?
Okay. Team Hopeland, we have a code cinnamon situation right now. There is no donuts in the studio. It's International Donut Day and we are in here for the next 2.5 hours.
Yes.
I'm putting the call out right now. Our address.
Are you serious?
Okay. No, I'm serious. No, we're doing this. Is 2 Lebons Lane, Seven Hills.
You're asking Hopeland to bring you donuts right now.
Lebons Lane in Seven Hills. Really easy to get to.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can get to the studio and save Donut Day for Hopeland.
Are donut stores even open right now?
They are. Yeah, donut stores are open right now. We need some help right now. Seriously, if you can help us out, we've got 2.5 hours. I haven't had any donuts. There's no donuts in here. We desperately need your help, Hopeland.
All right. If you can bring us donuts, I think Duncan's preference is for cinnamon. And look, I'll put in an order for a caramel one on top. Thank you.
It's a code cinnamon situation. 1-300-40-2020. If you can help us out with some donuts,
hello,
let us
Peter.
Know.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So, where are you this morning? Are you near donut shops?
Not exactly, but I know 7-Eleven has Krispy Kreme donuts, so I was thinking of dropping in and grabbing a couple of boxes.
Yes.
Oh, Peter. I don't want to go all Mariah Carey right now, but you might be the hero that comes along and saves this whole day for me. How soon can you get here?
I reckon in about
35
minutes.
Wow, that's, you sound like you're going out of your way, Peter. Are you on your way home from work at the moment? Where are you?
Well, I'm just about to jump on the Anzac Bridge.
Okay.
And I actually live in Tingabby. I'm actually about 3 km from where the station is.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, Peter, thank you so much for being our hero this morning.
You're very welcome.
You're a champion.
I know, Duncan. Don't have your head hanging against the microphone.
What are you doing to me right
you
now?
You were stoked when Gilmore Girls said that they were reuniting and they
not
brought
even
out
remotely
the new TV show.
Seriously. And
don't pretend that you don't like reunions, okay? Look, another one of your favourite TV shows, Felicity, has said that they, well, like it's what rumoured.
Do I look like a 14-year-old girl? I mean, are you getting me mistaken for something?
No, this came out when you were 14 and you loved it. Felicity, the guys that are in it, okay? Don't.
This is like in my One Republic, One Direction collection, isn't it? This is what you're talking about. Okay.
Kerry Russell, Scott Speedman, they reunited in Hollywood. Yeah,
yes.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
They were getting Hollywood Walk of Fame stars.
They were not.
Look at your eyes
on
lighting
the Hollywood
up.
Hollywood Walk, yeah? And?
And on Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel?
They said this.
Will you do like a Gilmore Girlsy kind of thing on Netflix where you
really
get together?
I would do it. Some people are on really high-class shows, and some people won't really do. I'll do it in a heartbeat. I'll be on Lifetime in no time.
See, guys, your
shut
favorite...
Shut the front door.
Yeah, Felicity.
Felicity reunion. What?
Could be coming back, but you're so pro-reunion that this I know will delight your heart.
Okay, let's seriously talk about a reunion I care about, because my 20-year reunion's coming up, okay? Put Felicity to a side. October 14th,
yeah.
I've got a 20-year school reunion.
Wow.
I'm a little bit daunted, a little bit excited, because I haven't done one in 10 years, so I'm kind of a little bit nervous about this.
Hope Breakfast.
With Laura and Duncan.
Peter has joined us in the studio to recap. It's International Donut Day, and I dropped the ball. I totally spaced. I didn't realise I was in charge of getting donuts. Peter heard that call. He not just answered that call. He's gone above and beyond. There are 3 trays of incredible donuts that you have brought in.
Smells so good.
Peter, thanks for joining us, man.
You're welcome.
So what were you actually doing this morning when you heard that Duncan needed donuts?
I was driving home from work, just finished night shift. And I'm just shaking my head because I've been listening pretty much most of the week, listening to Duncan go on about this Friday, how good it was going to be. It was going to be not just a good Friday, it was going to be a great Friday.
Yep.
International Donut Day.
Totally.
And I was like, no donuts. I was like, you serious? No donuts anywhere. And I was like, I know 7-Eleven has Krispy Kreme donuts. I was just going to stop in there.
Yeah.
Then I heard he wanted hot cinnamon donuts.
You were so kind, Peter, because Duncan is a little greedy about his donuts, and you have generously brought in three trays. What I think there's like 24 in each of those. Or close, at least.
There's 12 in each of the Krispy Kremes, and I think there's 24 or something in the Donut King. Plus, I've got this little mini donut cup.
Oh, with the donut holes. Thank you, Peter, for coming in. Thank you for the nose cuddle. We are now breathing in right now with the scent of cinnamon and sugar. And you go home. Have a great rest after a long shift. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Your wins for the week this Feel Good Friday, 1-300-40-2020.
It's been a great week so far. Got a new puppy. Mm-hmm. I'm eating donuts, which always makes me happy. And it's the NBA final starting today.
I love to see on the text line, no name here, but someone's gone back to church after a long hiatus. That is fantastic.
That
congratulations.
That is a Feel Good Friday moment right there.
Good morning, Ruben. What are you celebrating?
I'm celebrating Duncan getting his mandate.
Oh, yes, thank Ruben. Gosh. Why haven't you brought that up, Duncan? That's actually a fantastic thing to celebrate.
I was so excited to connect with Adam. You know, Ruben, thanks for asking, but we've actually been texting back and forth and we've worked out a time to hang out as a family.
Good to hear, mate.
Oh, thank you, Ruben.
So good, man. I love it.
On the text line, we've also got one from, who is this? I don't see a name.
Okay, it's 290. My biggest win for the week was actually for my husband and him finding a true bromance in Duncan. Oh, that's Chris. Oh,
wife
that is so
Adam.
Funny. Oh my word. This is crazy.
Look at that. We all like celebrating when you get to hang out with other 37-year-old men. It's great.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
So, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, to be honest, Laura, I'm at my eighth donut. And I'm feeling both wired and insanely tired. Like, I need to lie down, and it's, like, barely, like, 10 o'clock.
I can see your one eye sparkle, and then the other one goes, as, like, it realises the sugar that's transforming your body right now.
Oh, I've made a horrible mistake on donut day. I've gone too hard too early.
See you next week.
Bye. Oh, hey, subscribe using that button.
One over there.
Hey, and, like, we need some comments. We need some feedback. We need some reviews and ratings.
Yeah.
Get a donut and then review us.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. No, you say bye.
You hang up. Are you? Don't stop it.
Bye.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan. 6-9 weekdays on Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.